Well, good morning, Plantation Community Church, and happy Mother's Day. I'm Pastor Ray, for those of you who don't know me or may be guests today. And hey, Mom, love you. I'm pretty sure she watches my messages. So, hey, at this time, if you would please all take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Judges. We're going to be in Judges chapter 13 this morning. We're continuing with our series on famous mothers in the Bible. For Mother's Day. Last week, we looked at Jochebed, the trusting mother, and today we are looking at Manoah's wife, the obedient mother. So trusting mother, obedient mother, okay? Trust and obey. Trust and obey. And you probably know that old hymn, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's a very easy way to remember these two messages together from this series. So we're going to be looking at all of Judges 13 in today's message, but to get started, we're just going to look at verses 1 through 5. And once again, just as with all of the messages in this series, even though these messages are about mothers, even though they're primarily directed towards mothers, because we're dealing with very basic biblical principles, these messages are applicable to all of us, whether you're a mother or a father this morning, a sister or brother, daughter or son. So we're in Judges 13, and I'm just going to read verses 1 through 5 as we get started. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. A certain man of Zorah, named Manoah, from the clan of the Danites, had a wife who was sterile and remained childless. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are sterile and childless, but you are going to conceive and have a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean, because you will conceive and give birth to a son. No razor may be used on his head, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, set apart to God from birth, and he will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines." This is the word of God. Will you please join me in prayer? Well, dear Lord, as we look into your word now this morning, we ask that you would be present with us, that you would speak to us, even in our homes, as we look into your word together. We open our hearts to you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're talking about obedience this morning. Obedience. How does obedience to God relate to your faith in Christ? What part does obedience play in the Christian life? What effect does obedience have on your life and family? How does your obedience or your disobedience to God, how does that affect your children? Now, these are all important questions, and our passage today on Manoah's wife helps us to answer these questions, along with the other scriptures we'll be looking at this morning. Now, Manoah was the mother of Samson. I'm sure you've all heard of Samson before in the Bible. And she is especially noteworthy in our passage today because of her obedience to God, her obedience. And so we wanted to look at Manoah's story together today and see what we can learn about obedience from her, and especially as it related to her son, Samson, and then, of course, as it relates to us and to our own families and our own children. We're going to be looking at three lessons in particular of obedience from our passage this morning, and let me share them with you right up front. Number one, obey what you know of God's will. Okay, that's the first one. Obey what you know of God's will. Number two, seek to learn more. And then number three, rest in God's mercy and grace. Obey what you know of God's will, seek to learn more, rest in God's mercy and grace. And through it all, we're going to focus on one major principle that is taught throughout the scriptures, a principle that is equally important for both moms and dads. Obey God that it may go well with your children. I'll say that one more time. Obey God that it may go well with your children. So let's get started. First of all, the Bible tells us that you should obey what you know of God's will. Obey what you know of God's will. Now, You may not know everything of God's will for you quite yet. You may not have read the Bible from beginning to end, but you can begin by obeying what you do know. And we see this morning with Manoah's wife. She didn't know everything God wanted her to do yet, but she was ready to obey the commands she did know. We also see two very important principles about God's commands that are illustrated for us in these opening verses. And they are this: God's commands are for your good, and God's commands are for the good of those around you, especially your children. So we're going to look at each of those two principles now. First of all, God's commands are for your good. They're for your good. Look at verse 1 with me now as we get started. It says, again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And so the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. And so as we begin this chapter, we find that the Israelites were enslaved to the Philistines. Why? Because of their disobedience to God. God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt. He had brought them to the promised land. But now through disobedience to God, they were back in slavery all over again. Manoah's wife stands out in contrast to the nation of Israel here. Why? Because they were disobedient. She was obedient. Her obedient attitude towards God stands in stark contrast to the nation of Israel. Look at verses 2 through 4 with me now. A certain man of Zorah named Manoah from the clan of the Danites had a wife who was sterile and remained childless. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, you are sterile and childless, but you are going to conceive and have a son. Now, see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean, because you will conceive and give birth to a son. So when we first meet Manoah's wife, she is barren. And the angel of the Lord appears to her and tells her, hey, you're going to have a son. And then he proceeds to give her these instructions. She's not supposed to drink any wine or other fermented drink. She's not supposed to eat anything unclean. Because as we will find out in just a minute, this boy that she's carrying, or that she's going to carry, this boy will be a Nazirite. He will be set apart to God from birth. Now, normally a Nazirite, to become a Nazirite, you would make your own vow and you would do it voluntarily and it would just be temporary, just be for a season. But here, God tells Manoah's wife to take the vow herself. Why? Because he has set aside Samson as a Nazirite from birth for his entire life. And so God gives Manoah's wife these commands, not arbitrarily, but rather for her own good. God plans miraculously to give her a child, even though she is barren. You see, God's commands are never arbitrary, but they are always, always for your good. We read this in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. What does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. And this is the first, this is part of our first principle of obedience this morning. Obey what you know of God's will. Why? Because God's commands are for your good. Now, God's commands are also for the good of those around you, and especially for your children. Now, look at verse 5 with me now. The angel of the Lord continues here. No razor may be used on his head, because the boy is to be a Nazirite, set apart to God from birth, and he will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines. And so God's commands are not only for the good of Manoah's wife, they are also for the good of those around her. Her child is part of God's plan to deliver the Israelites from the Philistines. And so God's commands are also for the good of those around you. And if you are a parent, especially, they are good for your children. We read this instruction in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40. Keep his decrees and commands, which I am giving you today, so that it may go well with you and your children after you. Your obedience or disobedience to the Lord, it doesn't just affect you, okay? It also affects your children. And so that's the first lesson from our passage this morning. Obey what you know of God's will, because God's commands are for your good and for the good of your children. Obey what you know of God's will, and then secondly, seek to learn more. Seek to learn more. If God's commands are for your good, and if they're for the good of those around you, then naturally you want to learn even more of God's commands, even more of God's will, so that you can follow Him even better. So what do you do? How do you do that? Well, first of all, you need to be reading God's Word. Okay, that's where we learn God's will. The more you know God's Word, the more you will know of God's will for your life. But along with reading God's Word, you can also do what Manoah and his wife did in our passage today. You can ask for God's help. You can ask for God's help. Look at verses 6 through 8 with me now. Then the woman went to her husband and told him, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will conceive and give birth to a son. Now then, drink no wine or other fermented drink, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God from birth until the day of his death.' And then Manoah prayed to the Lord, 'O Lord, I beg you, let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born.'" So Manoah's wife goes and tells her husband about her meeting and God's instructions. And I want you to notice something. I want you to notice how Manoah and his wife work as a team throughout this passage, right? The angel of the Lord specifically reaches out to Manoah's wife first. Why? She's the one who's going to carry the child. She's the one who must follow the Lord's instructions. But Manoah, he's right there with her, right? They seek God's will together as a team. And Manoah here prays for further instructions. He says, "Lord, I beg you, let this man of God come to us again to teach us how to bring up this boy who's going to be born." Manoah is not satisfied with just knowing the preliminaries. He wants to know more. And so he asks for God's help in raising their child. And we also need to do that. We need to pray. We need to ask for God's help in raising our children. We need to ask for God's help in living a godly and obedient life and learning more of His will for our life. Psalm 86:11 is a wonderful prayer that you can pray to God in this regard. It says this. It says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth." There's obedience. "Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name." See, if you want to learn more of God's will for your life, then yes, read God's word so that you know more of His will. But then also pray as you read and ask for God's help. And then believe God's promises. That's what we see next with Manoah and his wife in our passage here. Manoah prays, he asks for God's help, and then we read this in verses 9 through 12, the next part of our passage. God heard Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman while she was out in the field. But her husband Manoah was not with her. The woman hurried to tell her husband, "He's here, the man who appeared to me the other day." Manoah got up and followed his wife. And when he came to the man, he said, "Are you the one who talked to my wife?" "I am," he said. So Manoah asked him, "When your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule for the boy's life and work?" And so God answers Manoah's prayer. The angel of the Lord visits Manoah's wife once again. She gets her husband. She brings Manoah to him. And Manoah asks him, "When your words are fulfilled, when your words are fulfilled, what is the rule for the boy's life?" Notice he asks when, not if. See, Manoah and his wife not only ask for God's help, but they believe. They believe God's promise. They know this boy's coming. When your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule for the boy's life and work. As you read God's word and as you ask him for help, you are going to come across many beautiful and precious promises in God's word. And God gives you these promises for the good of you and your family. So believe them. Believe God's promises. Trust and follow him. Trust and obey, right? For there's no other way. Your faith and obedience to the Lord will have a great effect on your family for generations to come. Listen to what God says in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 5 and 6. I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. This is why obedience is so important. Your obedience or your disobedience, it makes a difference, not only in your life, but in the life of your children and your children's children for generations to come. Manoah believes God's promise concerning the child, and he asks God for further instructions. In answer, God reaffirms the importance of his wife's obedience in this matter. Verses 13 and 14, the angel of the Lord answered, your wife must do all that I have told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or other fermented drink, nor eat anything unclean. She must do everything I have commanded her. So far we've looked at two main principles of obedience from our passage. Number one, obey what you know of God's will, right? Obey what you know. Number two, seek to learn more. And now we come to the third principle, rest in God's mercy and grace. You see, none of us are perfect. None of us are going to keep God's commands perfectly. And so when we fail, when we fall short, when we disobey, we need to go to God for forgiveness. We need to rest in God's mercy and grace that he offers us so freely through Jesus, his Son. When you rest in God's mercy and grace, this is going to help you to offer yourselves to God even more. Look at our passage once again. God in his mercy came to Manoah and his wife and promised her a child, even though she was barren. That was all mercy, okay? That was all grace. And so how did Manoah and his wife respond to God's mercy and grace? They offered themselves back to God. Look at verses 15 and 16 with me now. Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, we would like you to stay until we prepare a young goat for you. The angel of the Lord replied, even though you detain me, I will not eat any of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord. And then we get in parentheses here, Manoah did not realize that it was the angel of the Lord. So Manoah still doesn't know who he's talking to here, right? He doesn't know this is the angel of the Lord. And so he says, hey, do you want something to eat? And the angel of the Lord tells him instead, prepare a burnt offering and offer it to the Lord. Now, a burnt offering in the Old Testament, the burnt offering represented offering your whole self to the Lord in obedience and devotion. It was all about obedience. It was all about offering yourself to God. So now we continue now in verses 17 and 20. And we read, then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, what is your name? So that we may honor you when your word comes true. He replied, why do you ask my name? It is beyond understanding. Ooh, little clue here, right? Then Manoah took a young goat together with the grain offering and sacrificed it on a rock to the Lord. And the Lord did an amazing thing while Manoah and his wife watched. As the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. And seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground. So Manoah asks the angel his name, but he says his name is beyond understanding. Manoah takes the burnt offering. He sacrifices it on a rock to the Lord. Once again, this is a symbol of he and his wife offering themselves to the Lord in obedience and devotion. And then while Manoah and his wife are watching, the angel of the Lord ascends back to heaven on the flame, right? They didn't see that one coming, right? And when that happens, Manoah and his wife, they both just fall with their faces to the ground. Now, God also calls you to offer yourself to the Lord. We read this in the New Testament in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says this, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." In view of God's mercy and grace, just like Manoah and his wife received God's mercy first, and then they offered the burnt offering. In response to God's mercy and grace to you, what do? You offer yourself as a living sacrifice. This is part of your worship to God. You offer yourselves to God and then continue to trust in Christ's sacrifice for your sin. Going back to Judges 13 now, look at verses 21 to 23. When the angel of the Lord did not show himself again to Manoah and his wife, Manoah realized it was the angel of the Lord. "We are doomed to die," he said to his wife. "We have seen God." But his wife answered, "If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from our hands, nor shown us all these things, or now told us this." Now remember, the angel of the Lord was a visible representation of God himself. Manoah knows that no one can see God and live. And so once he realizes who he's been talking to, he tells his wife, "We're doomed. We've seen God. We're going to die." But his wife answers him, "If the Lord meant to kill us, then he wouldn't have accepted this offering. He wouldn't have shown us all these things. He wouldn't have told us what he told us." God had accepted their sacrifice. And so Manoah's wife was confident that they would live. Here's our New Testament application. God has accepted Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for your sins. And so when your faith is in Christ, you can also be confident that you will live. Yes, you are called to a life of obedience, but God accepts you not on the basis of what you have done. Now, God accepts you on the basis of what Jesus has done for you on the cross. Titus chapter 3 and verses 4 and 5 says this, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared," and appeared how? Through Jesus. "When the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy." And so, yes, do your best to obey God's commands, right? But when you stumble and fall, and all of us do, right? When you stumble and fall, make sure you fall on Jesus and on his sacrifice for you on the cross. Rest in God's mercy and grace. Then finally, finishing off our chapter, we read in verses 24 and 25, "The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew and the Lord blessed him, and the spirit of the Lord began to stir him while he was in Mahane-dan between Zorah and Eshtaol." And so sure enough, true to God's word, Manoah's wife gives birth to a boy. She names him Samson. Samson grew and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him. God gave Manoah's wife specific instructions concerning her son, Samson. God's commands were both for her good and for the good of Israel. When she told Manoah, her husband, he sought to learn even more of God's instructions. He asked God for help in raising their child. He believed God's promises. And then Manoah and his wife offered themselves to the Lord, and they trusted that God had accepted their sacrifice. How do we apply this to ourselves? You also need to obey God, that it may go well with your children. God's commands are for your good and for the good of your children. So ask God for help in raising your children. Believe God's promises concerning your children. Moms and dads, work together as a team in raising your children in the Lord. And then most important of all, rest in God's mercy and grace. Because like all parents, you know what? You're going to make plenty of mistakes. You will fall short in your efforts at obedience. But in view of God's mercy and grace, offer yourselves to the Lord as living sacrifices. Trust in Christ's sacrifice for your sins. Now, just like Samson, your children will have to make their own decisions concerning the Lord when they grow older. But your obedience to the Lord now sets them up for success later. So moms, let me encourage you to follow the example of Manoah's wife. Commit to being an obedient mother. Obey God that it may go well with your children. And then once again, if you take last week's message about Jochebed and you put it together with this week's message about Manoah's wife, what do you get? You get Jochebed, the trusting mother, and Manoah's wife, the obedient mother. Trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Will you please join me in prayer? Well, dear Lord, as a result of this message, I pray that you will now help us to commit ourselves to obeying you. Help us to understand that your commands are for our good and for the good of our children. May we seek to learn more of your will for us, asking for your help and believing your promises. Help us to rest in your mercy and grace. We offer ourselves to you as living sacrifices. We trust Christ's sacrifice on the cross for our sins. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.